Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everlasting Father, we thank you because you are beautiful in all your ways. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your wisdom. You have brought us into a very wonderful time on the Rock Audio series, and we are on series 13, learning again at your feet. Please help us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Master, we are really relying on you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We hope that God in his mercy has been helping you to understand the word of God as we trust him. Now, we've been on the issue of studying the Bible. I want to inform you that all my years in Christ, I have been working with the Lord now for several years, more than 20 years that I've been working with the Lord. And I find something to stand out. I'm telling you the truth. And it is nothing but learning how to study the Word of God. You see, if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's Hebrews 11, 6. And then verse 2, it talks about it is by the Word of God. It said by faith, we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God. Now you look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So you check all through Psalms, especially Psalm 119. I counsel you to read Psalm 119 and mark every place. It's an assignment. If you're a disciple, you must do it. Psalm 119 and mark the place where the Bible talks about the word, the commandment, thy judgment, that because that is what Psalm 119 use consistently. Instead of saying your word, it will use the word your word, it will use thy status, it will use thy commandment, it will use thy judgment, and maybe something like instructions. Mark all of those things: status, judgment, testimony, thy word, thy instructions, thy precepts. Aha, those are the words you find. Mark every of those places and look over it like four times. Every place you see thy status, thy judgment, try and mark it in your scripture. If you have such a Bible that you can mark, and then look over it four times in the period of 4 days and think over quite a lot of them, it will amaze you. Listen to me, I can bet my life on this. Any man who meditates and stands by the word of God, his life can never go down. Believe me, the Bible talks about there was a wise man who built his house on the rock, and Jesus equated that to hearing God's word and obeying it. Now, studying God's word, the answer is, because this is the part two of it, the answer is in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. I'll first of all read the King James Version, and I will read the Recovery Version. I found this version very interesting. Recovery Version is a work compiled and written by Witness Lee. Now, in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, when you look at the King James translation, it said this book. Take note of the Bible saying this book. It's a book. All God gave Joshua was a book. The first address of Jesus to the devil was about the book. It is written, man will not live by bread alone. So when you live your life looking for food, thinking about job, thinking about your life, you're already a miserable man. And let me tell you something. You are battling with masturbation. You are battling with pornography. You are battling with lust. You are battling. Listen, I battled those things when I was younger. When I accepted Christ, I battled those things. So, but as I released my heart to the word of the living God, I discovered that the Bible will make you what it talks about. The Bible has one goal: to change you into becoming the word. That's what the Bible does. The Bible has no other ministry to do but to refine and transform you such that you look like the one who created you. You look like the one who regenerated your spirit. This is what the Bible is all about. I must confess to you, God, the Bible is God in the written form. The Bible is Jesus in the written form. The Bible is the Holy Spirit in the written form. Now, for further details about books not accepted in the Bible and all that, you may personally contact us on that so that we give you the full details. Just contact 0810-863-8342. 0810-863-8342. You'll be able to have further details about the issue of the Bible, the historical perspective of the Bible. We could send you videos and things that will help you to understand some of the things that Muslims may raise and some other people like atheists and philosophers may raise. But you see, looking at the scripture, it's so powerful. The picture of your future is in the scripture. The picture of what what God wants you to look like is in the scripture. And the devil will do everything to get you out of the Bible, because a Bible study student end up becoming a praying Christian. A praying Christian is a Bible study student. You cannot be addicted to scripture and not end up prayerful. That is what I found out. You will consistently pray. You will learn how to conversate with God. It's amazing. It's very amazing. Now, in Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not. It's, now look at this instruction from the Lord to Joshua after Moses, the servant of the Lord, had died. God came and told Joshua, he said, this book, if you make it a this book, one of the things you should understand is a Christian is a person of one book. There are many books a Christian would read, a Christian would look at that can influence his mind, but there is one book. A Christian does not disrespect, disobey. There is one book that is above every other book. You must be a man of one book. Every other books come under it. Once you have not decided to make the Bible this book, I tell you, your life will be miserable. I can tell you that in my above 2 decades of working with the Lord, I can tell you this. Now, as I grow in Christ, I found this out, that in order to remain stable, we're not talking about reading the Bible, just read the Bible to quiet the conscience. That's not what we're saying. We're not talking about being just reading the Bible. I'm talking about making the Bible this book, not just reading the Bible, such that your entire life, anytime you want to pray, I remember one of these great servants of Christ, I think it was Kenneth Copeland, he said something that I really, really love. He said, whenever he wants to pray or he's finding out something in his life, I hope I'm right with it, I think he's the person, he said, I always have an open Bible before me. Because how do you hope to speak to God without first hearing from God or without first knowing what God has said? And so the question is, you must make the Bible this book. Now, we're dealing with today with how to study the Bible. How to study the Bible. You know, you wonder, say, okay, where should I start from? The Bible is divided into Old Testament and New Testament, and I've shared that in the last series. But I shared with you that you were a product of the New Testament, and the New Testament is built upon the blood of Jesus, upon the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the death and resurrection, and the Holy Spirit. So you are a New Testament believer. So you don't start reading the Bible from Genesis because you just came to the faith. You must begin the study of the Bible from the book of John. Because John, there are 4 Gospels. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Now, Matthew begins from genealogy. Abraham begat this, that begat this, that begat this. Luke came from the research angle, and Mark as one who knew about the testimony. But John wrote from the revelational angle, from the spirit perspective. Now, all of that's historical account, narrations and all that, but John began with, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. See, that's a very strong beginning. It begins from the spiritual perspective. To tell you that John 1:1 is greater than Genesis 1:1. That's how John. So you start from the book of John and you take it chapter by chapter by chapter till you finish the book of Revelation. When you are done, you go back to Matthew and reconfirm everything you see. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And when you are done, you will have the liberty to know how to study. You can now bring the issue of reading the Bible in 1 year and begin from Genesis. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So when you look at it from John, by the time you are done, you will have an holistic knowledge of who Jesus is. That's number one. But going back to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So when you have the Bible, you already have an idea now of how you should study. And that's the way, by the grace of God, is awesome when you learn to read your Bible from the book of John. And then don't try to rush. Take it chapter by chapter. A time where you cannot finish a chapter, whether it's 10 verses, don't be lazy about the Bible. When the Bible becomes this book, you become hungry. You know, when you are hungry, how do you do to food? When you are hungry, how do you do to food? People don't joke with food when they are hungry. You see, one of the things, imagine that for seven days, 3 weeks, 3 months, you are not hungry at all. You are sick. They say, are you hungry? I'm not hungry. I say, for 3 weeks, if you are not under the glory cloud of God's presence, then you are sick. You are sick not to eat for 3 weeks. You'll be getting lean because your flesh needs physical food. The same way your soul and your spirit need the spiritual food. So it says, this book, one of the things you must decide in your heart if you are willing to get to heaven. You see, getting to heaven is by choice, not by force. One of the things you must know, those that get, some people say, well, maybe when you get to heaven, you will say, so I eventually made it. No, There's nothing like that. When you get to heaven, you will know that's where you were coming to. If you go to a hellfire, you will know that that's where you are going to. That's the truth. Because like there's a Yoruba adage that says that you can deceive somebody, and when you are deceiving somebody, the person may not know you are deceiving him, but you know that you are deceiving someone. You see, you can't deceive and both of you don't know, the deceiver and the deceived. If both of you don't know you are deceived, somebody will know the deceit is going on. That's one of the things I want you to know. So you can't get to heaven and say, I didn't even know this was where I was going to land. There's something like that. The thief, one of the male factors, that's the criminals that was crucified beside Jesus, he said, remember me when you get to paradise. He knew that this person is going somewhere. And when Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, he was expecting us to believe him. And by believing him, our destination is the Father. So when you want to still touch African magic, you want to still commit sin, you want to stay on Facebook and watch what is not correct, you are blind. That's the truth. After the gospel of light has come to you, and you still find that you are nurturing iniquity in your heart, something is wrong now. You see, when you discover that, after hearing God's word, there seems to be something that ties you to addiction. What you need is deliverance. Deliverance. Now, watch this. You have received God's word, but it's as if something else is operating in your body. I recommend you get out of that house. Go for a retreat. Do a 3 days, 4 days fast and take the scripture and begin to pray the scriptures and cast out. You can do self-deliverance. That's standing with God's word and commanding spirit. I'm telling you, this is a mighty, especially when you discover that you are addicted to pornography, addicted to smoking, addicted to drinking, addicted to some other things like that. And maybe if God grant me grace, I will teach on lust, because some people have misunderstood lust. And they say, I lust after women. And when I ask them what is lust, the lust is just desire. That lost this desire. It's not when thought comes to your mind that you have lost. The point is, thought will come to your mind about a lady. Thought will come to your mind. Maybe somebody is not dressing well. Thoughts of evil are fired. I taught you at the time I discussed about the difference between evil thought and thought of evil. Evil thought is the one that comes from within man. That's what Jesus said. He said that's what defiles a man. Evil thought, that because it comes from within. These are things that come from a man. But when you receive Christ, the nature of evil thought is destroyed on the cross by faith. You need to believe it. I remember when the Lord started telling me, he said, do you choose to believe my word, or you want to start discussing and explaining the difficulties around you, how hard it is for you to become spiritual? You have tried and tried and tried. You just discovered that it's not possible. Stop that complaint. People are walking in holiness. Don't give excuse. I used to share, as I do boss evangelism, I said, not everybody is a sinner. And some people will look at me like, what does it mean? Not everybody is a sinner. Jesus came to turn sinners to saints, and every saint has a saint. The what who's out from you is the righteousness of Christ. And people can know these saints don't compromise their stand. It's possible not to commit sin. Brother, you need to start believing it to become it. Because that's what Satan is attacking, our belief system in the word of the living God. You must make a decision. You must make that decision. So understand that evil thought comes from but thoughts of evil. I learned this from Smith Wigglesworth. What a blessed morning. I'll never forget when I came across this daily devotional by Smith Wigglesworth, and I was seeing it from there. That thought of evil are the arrows of the wicked that is shot into your mind. You see a lady pass, it's shot into your mind. You saw a picture on billboard, it's shot into your mind. It's shot into your mind. But once it comes into your mind, it's not a lust, because lust means desire. And I would always say, the word desire, it sounded like this in Yoruba, desire, unto desire me. That's the way I used to say it. For those of you who are not Yoruba-speaking people, what has taken hold of my heart? That's desire. That's desire. Now, until you have a desire, you don't have lust. You need to understand it all. Now, when the Lord begins to help me at another time, I will focus on this. So, the Bible, please don't forget Psalm 119. Every place that the scripture talks about thy status, thy precept, thy judgment, please go and look into it. This book of the law, until the Bible becomes this book, your victory is not going to be ascertained. Until the Bible becomes this book to you, your victory over sickness, over diseases, over devil, over confusion in life, over matters, over sin, is not ascertained. Until there is this book in your life, whereby people begin to look at you and say, it's a man of one book. I'm a man of one book. I don't see two books. I don't see 10 books. I don't try to be eager to learn from other books. books the way I want to learn from the Bible. I read other books. Don't get me wrong. You must read books. Books from servants of Christ who have worked with the Lord. But the Bible becomes the only source of revelation that transforms your life. So this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That's the first most important thing that the Bible references. How do you study the Bible in order to gain? You must learn to speak the scriptures. Shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now, I love the way Recovery Version put it. Look at it. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It's your mouth, not a congregation confession. I mean, your own mouth. You are in class, you are in office, wherever you are speaking the Bible. You are regurgitating in your mind. Look at this Recovery Version. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall muse upon it day and night. Look at that. King James says, you shall meditate. The word meditate is the same word for muse. And that's where you have amusement. The word amusement is the same thing as entertainment. To muse means to think. Amuse is not to think. That's why entertainment amuse you. That means it doesn't make you think. You are like a dundee and a zombie before the TV screen. And so that everything they are giving you, you just receive. You don't think. That's entertainment. It's called amusement. You just receive, receive, receive. There is no thinking. And that's what have killed the thinking capacity of this growing generation. Why? We are given to the social media. We are given to things that pollute our spirit. So there is no proper thinking, godly thinking, scriptural-based thinking. Very important. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate. Thou will muse. And I was shocked. The Bible gave prescription. Day and night, my sister. Day and night. This is the discipline of a disciple. My goodness. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us. Somebody wants to arrive in purity, wants to arrive in righteousness, wants to arrive in the life of holiness, and is not ready to stand to muse. It takes a discipline to concentrate your thought pattern into the scripture. You say, I refuse to think anything the scripture does not say. Everything that confronts me, I find my thinking background from scripture. It's a discipline that makes you spiritual. That thou shalt muse day and night. I remember there was a time like that I used to have polluted dreams. Polluted dreams. I'll be dreaming nonsense. Having sex in the dream and all that. And there was a time the Lord just brought me. He said, you do your meditation only in the day. What do you do in the night? I said, oh, Lord, I've done my quiet time in the morning. He said, you carry meditation on through the day. He said, how do you do that kind of thing? When you are working in the office, you are writing an exam and all of that. Every time your mind seems to be free from maybe typing a project and all of that, you must be conscious of scripture. It's the truth, though. You, instead of carrying your phone to chat, you see there's nothing you are doing, you just go to Facebook, start watching useless videos. No. Spend time to think. Listen, many people will go to hell and they know that's where they are going. You know why? They are not conscious of obedience. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. But it means you will walk out of the benefit that belongs to you, which include getting to heaven. Because Jesus has already died for the sin of the entire world, including Boko Haram. Boko Haram, as far as God is concerned, is already saved. But for that salvation to be credited to his account, he must walk by faith. The same way the Christian. The just shall live by faith. Not once, but live by faith. And this is how you get faith. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So this is how to grow in faith and to move from faith to faith. You just discover that you become a man of purity. You see iniquity, you just say, I'm a man of purity, iniquity has no chance. You can't be pure and still be looking for confusion and lewdness. I remember when a lady dressed half naked and I just see the picture, something in me jumps because you have taken time to store the word of God in my mind. It's very important. Look, you cannot do this. You will remain carnal. Your heart may be hardened. And when your heart is hardened, sin will deceive you. Before you notice it, you may lose your life. That's the truth, though. That's the thing that many people do not follow today. There are those who will ignore the grace of God. And it's dangerous. And it says, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Meditation takes you into doing. Look at Revised Version. He said, thou shalt muse upon it day and night, so that you may be certain. Look at that. So that you may be certain. The Bible is a book of certainty, not maybe or maybe not. The Bible is a book of certainty, not maybe or maybe not, so that you may be certain. There are things you begin to do, you are certain about. How many people are going to heaven? Nobody knows. So, you have not studied your Bible. Once you begin to apply yourself to the study of Scripture, you will be certain about spirituality. You will be certain about spiritual things. You will be certain about the visitations of God. You will be certain about the Word of God, the encounters of Christ, the revelations of Scripture. Because the Bible makes you a certain person. It brings you into certainty. That's what the Bible does. That you may be certain to do according to all, not some. You see, follow Scriptures. All that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous. Please take note of this instruction. God does not make any man's way prosperous. Now, please listen. You have been given the tool to make your way prosperous. You see, when we say God does not make a man's way prosperous, what we mean is that God has already given you everything you need to make your way prosperous. So if you apply yourself to the principles of God, which is His word, you find that some people think that there are things to learn from the world and added to spirituality. Mm-mm. It's not true. Everything is in the Scripture. Everything the people of the world are practicing that makes them a success today in their entrepreneurial or a career, whatever, is in Scripture. You've not studied enough. Our problem is we don't apply ourselves to Scripture. You are a student. The principle of success as a student is laid down for you as gold in the Word of God. It's until when you learn to dig it out. He said you will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. This one says you will have good success. Good success. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have. This is what you will have. You will have it. So this is how you study the Scripture. You pick the Bible, like I've said. You must have a jotter, not jotter, a notebook. Of what essence it is for you to sit down with the Lord early in the morning and then you don't have biro. Imagine attending class with no notebook, nothing to write. The lecturer or the teacher says, are you jotting? He says, I don't need to jot, I'm hearing you. That's insult. You don't come before the Lord in the study of His word because you wanted to meditate upon His wisdom and then you have nothing to write. You must find a biro. There's no time, except in rare cases, do I stand before the Lord without a biro, without a book. In fact, one of the greatest gifts I love is books. My wife knows it. Just buy me a book. I see book as treasure. I mean open book. Because in it, I can write down ideas, wisdom of God that generations can benefit from. So you write down. And what are you writing? You ask the questions. I'm reading. You write the dates. There will be a date. March 3rd. You write the year. You write the chapter you are studying. That's how you see, you detail your work with God. My quiet time note as far back as 2010 is still with me. It's still with me where God spoke to me, the dealings, the teachings, the instructions of the Lord, my mistakes, the things I have learned from. So you write the dates and all of that. Once you write, as you have prayed, you have given thanks to the Lord, you know, because that's how you do your quiet time. You see, you're giving thanks to the Lord and then you've worshipped Him and all of that. And then you are with your Bible. You can do that for 30 minutes. Your quiet time should be about an hour thereabout. And then for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And on Saturdays, when you don't have anywhere you are going, you can spend an hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours studying the Bible. Very important, because when the Bible becomes this book to you, your hour of study increases also. When the Bible becomes this book to you, your time of study also increases. So as you look at that chapter, you write down the chapter you are reading. Let's say, for example, John chapter 4. And then the first question is, what is this chapter about? You summarize it in 2 lines. You can write it. What is this chapter about? Write down these questions. What is this chapter about? Who is this chapter addressing by the context? If it's concerning a woman, it's concerning 4 people, or wherever you have read, you write it down. What lesson can I learn from this chapter? That is the primary school or nursery school of studying Bible. What instruction can I learn from this? What promise of God is there for me to learn? You write it down. Write these headings down. It guides you. Once the heading is in front of that notebook, you can always flip it to look at what to write next. What instruction am I supposed to learn from this? What can I learn from this? And then the next is, what am I supposed to avoid? What is this chapter asking me to avoid, ignore, neglect, any sin, any rebuke, any correction? So you as what am I supposed to avoid? What is the promise of God that I'm supposed to claim? As you do that, is there anything in me that I should look into in order to change? did you get these things now? Take this part I've mentioned backwards and listen to it again. So when you end it, is there anything I'm supposed to? Because the Bible will attack your character that is negative. And then when you look at it, you turn them into prayers. The ones that you have in the beginning, the context, which the Bible addressing. But then you get to what lesson have I learned, you make it a prayer. You get to what am I supposed to avoid? You look inwards. Is there anything to avoid? Is there anything to change? And then is there a promise of God to claim? These are the ways. But by the time you do this 365 days in a year, you will discover you will move from this way and enter into what we're called studying the Bible to gain revelation. You can sit on a verse for 1 month. The Holy Spirit can deal with you on a verse for 4 days. That is studying the Bible to gain revelation for living. But sincerely, that's how to start. Once you are consistent in this, the Holy Spirit, whom is called the teacher, is by your side, ready to bring into your thoughts the things you are reading. And I can tell you, get New King James Version. Don't read old King James. Everybody should have a King James, a New King James. And then you can add an NLT, a Good News, an NIV. Don't always study. When you are doing quiet time, maybe you have a job or school, you could take a New King James. But on a Saturday, always bring 2-3 versions to your table. You are a man and a woman of this book. As you do this, I believe Baba will be gracious to you and he will help you. Sincerely, I don't know what my life will have become if this discipline of studying God's word is not there. And listen to this. Every word of God that you study that comes into your heart, take note of what comes into your mind as you study God's word. That scripture that is coming to your mind, especially the scripture that jumps at you, that you can't leave that verse. That's the verse God is using to speak that. You don't need to hear an audible voice. If you want to learn how God speaks, you can go to our website, www.seedsowersmedia.com, and go to the books, and you will see following the leading of the Spirit, how to follow God's Spirit. You see, we taught on how to do that. So as you do that, the Bible is cleansing you and washing away all of those debris inside you. You find that you are washed, you are sanctified, as you apply yourself to the word of the living God. If you don't do this, brother, you will be shocked. Some people say, I don't know, I've tried. Stop it. You have not tried. You talk as if to be spiritual is hard. Sincerely, one of the things I want to close with is, one of the simplest thing to become is to become a spiritual man. I must tell you, because Jesus walked as a spiritual man effortlessly. And because we were created from the beginning as spiritual men, it's one of the most easiest thing to do because it has guidelines and principles. Once you apply yourself to it, you will arrive at it, spirituality. But when you abandon it, that's when you say it is hard. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We still have a yoke. We still have a body. But I'm glad to tell you it is easy and it is light. Yes. What you call persecution about Christians going through trouble, I want to tell you, he said, I will be with you. If you are alone, that is when walking with the Lord is hard. But when he's with you, no matter the weight, it becomes easy. Dear Father, thank you for this day and thank you for your word. We pray that what we have shared, Baba, in your mercy will bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen.